Okay, today's daf is Shviyas, daf Pei Dalet, as we creep towards the end of Masechta Shviyas, and we are on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. We read the Mishnah about Prizbal. The Prizbal is on Mishame. Prizbal protects the loan from disappearing, and the Mishnah quoted the Gufo Shel Prizbal. We spoke yesterday about the reasons for the motivation. We mentioned the Pashup Shot of the Mishnah is that Prizbal was enacted in order to prevent Aveira done by the Malveh, because the Malveh might not want to give a loan towards the end of Shemitah, so to prevent him from violating. If you look in the Tosfos Yontif here on the Mishnah, quotes the Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, in the second paragraph of Hilchos Mamrim. That's where the Rambam talks about the power of the Bezdin and Lo Sassur, and any Bezdin that gets up and wants to be Sosir, an earlier Bezdin, they're allowed to. And then the Rambam says, "Bezdin should gazruk zero his kinu takana v'hinu minag upashar to call a davar b'chol Yisrael. If a bezdin makes a zero or a takana or a minag and it spreads, v'yomar acher bezdin acher ubikish levatal divrei arishonim v'lakar osa takana v'osa zero v'osa minag." Right, unless the later bezin is greater than in chachma and minyan. And then the Rambam says, the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam gets this from the Mishnah in Maseches Arachin. And then the Rambam says, the Kesef Mishnah, v'im tomar harmina begitin gabi hiskin hilo prizbal amar Shmuel yaisher chayli yosim hilav atline. Right, Shmuel says, quoting from the Gemara in Gittin, if it was up to if I had the power, I'd be mevatel it. It's terrible. Prizbal is terrible. V'yamrida nami hasam di'i l'dari alma talking for his little prizbal in b'yadina koch levatel. Te'i bezin yoch levatel, devir bezin chadeiro. Mashva ha'gadol v'chach v'vibin yinoch levatelon. Right, can you be mevatel? Could a later bezin, right, Prilo made a prizbal. You get different impressions from the Gemara there in Gittin in Perek HaSholeach, whether a later bezin could get rid of it. If I had the power, Shmuel says. He doesn't have the power. He's not created by Chachma of a minion. V'yesh lomar says the Kesef Mishnah. De Prizbal lav geder hu. Pen yifritzu al divrei Torah. Rambam here is talking about gzeira. By a gzeira, you can only get rid of it if you're greater by Chachma of a minion. But the Rambam says that the Kesef Mishnah says, based on the Rambam, Prizbal is not a geder, it's not a siyag. Right? Like other. Pen yifritzu. De adarabba din Torah hu. She's shamet. Right, it's a din d'oraisa that shvius would be mishamet. V'hilol hifkiyah hamamon v'tikan delo tishamet. V'yavagav darin hasav hiskin prizbal afisha rosh and nimnu hamil lahavol zeh. Even though our Mishnah sounds like it's a siyug, v'over machakasa b'torah lav isura legamrei havi avdi kishenim noin milahalvos. When somebody doesn't give a loan before the end of Shemitah, it's not mamish. It's an Aveira, but it's an Aveira b'shev al tasa. Why? The Hashev al tasahu. V'dera klal ikar takanas aprizbal lohaya siyag la Torah. Ela mebrei takanas aniyim. Shol tino delas b'fneihem u'mebrei takanas ashirim shol yafsidu. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. The ikar reason for prizbal is what we said yesterday, prizbuli ubuti, for the rich and for the poor. For the rich to hold, save their money, safeguard their money, and for the poor to get loans. To get the impression for the Mishnah that it was about a siyag to prevent them from not violating, he says that's not really the ikar. That's not really the ikar reason for Prizbal. That's an important comment of the Kesef Mishnah. Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. So we had the goof of the Prizbal yesterday. Moser Ani Alecha. Again, it's said, but then it's also written down in the Prizbal and the Dayanim Shemakamploni, and any chov that I have, the Dayanim can collect. And the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. Besser, we'll get onto this a little bit later also. But the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Samach Zayin here in Choshen Mishpat discusses this what the halacha is in terms of who signs it on the bottom. Okay, we'll have to see that by the Shem a little bit later. So says the Gemara. So according to some, this Gemara, this is the continuation of the Brisa that was started right before the Mishnah. Right before the Mishnah, right? Moser Sharas al Bezdin, but now we see Mikan from this pasuk. Asher yilchas achicha tashmei yodecha. Remember that right before the Mishnah we had the Gemara that Shemitah is gets rid of and makes dissipate the loan that you want to collect, but if it's already something that you're not collecting, like Moser Shtoros of Lebesdin, so then it would be okay. It would, the Shrius would not affect that, and that's a remez mikan samchu leprizbal shehu min haTorah. What does that mean? Mikan samchu leprizbal shehu min haTorah. Prizbal is a din derabanan. Right, it's a takan of Hillel. Mikan samchu, it's based on. Ask the Gemara, prizbal dvar Torah. What does that mean? Prizbal daraisa. The Gemara answers, kisha hiskin Hillel samchu dvar Torah. No, it is a takana, but Hillel based it on a din daraisa. What does that mean? So the Pnei Moshe says, like we quoted from the Ritva yesterday, just like the Torah says, if you actually give your shtaris to Beis Din, so then Shemitah does not affect it. So too, Hillel enacted that if you don't actually give your shtar to Beis Din, but even if you give your chov to Beis Din, how do I give my chov? By words. Giving your chov is something intangible. The shtar is tangible. So even just giving the chov, that is good enough. If you look in the Minchas Asher on Shvius, in his piece Simen Chaf Aleph, Besugya de Prizbal, he starts discussing exactly how Prizbal works, and he says, he starts off with, you know, are you Rishalmi right here? Right, that's his start. He says, first of all, Machlokas, we mentioned, Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, as we mentioned, beginning of Makkos on Daf Gimel, Rashi sees to say Prizbal is Kemosa Shtaros of Lebesdin. Prizbal is giving over your Shtaros. Tosfos says it can't be the same thing, or else because it has a separate thing, a separate item on the list. Mosa Shtaros of and Prizbal. So it has to be different, right? And he says, look in the Yerushalmi, right here, right? What do we have right before the Mishnah? Asher Yelecha Zachicha Tashvei Yadecha Velo Moser Shoros Lebesdin. So it sounds like Moser Shoros Lebesdin is a different concept, not just Prizbal. So Achronim, he explains, we quoted from the Ritva yesterday and just now, but the Achronim explained, Rashi doesn't mean that it's Mamish Moser Shoros Lebesdin. It's just that Prizbal is working through the same mechanism as Moser Shoros Lebesdin. If I actually give my shard to Besdin, so Besdin is collecting. If I assign responsibility for Beis Din to do it, that's not Moser Shtarosov, that's Prizbal. But that's working in the same, with the same mechanism. The Tikin Hillel, Shakala, Kosi Prizbal, you ki'ilu Moser Shtarosov Beis Din, av shebefoa lo Moser lem Shtarosov. Veina Beis Din gove nesachov elahu atzmo gove. Elo shetikin Hillel, she ki'ilu Moser Beis Din es Shtarosov. You're collecting, Moser Shtarosov Beis Din, Beis Din's actually collecting the loan. By Prizbal, really, I'm collecting the loan. But it's ki'ilu I had given it to Beis Din, right? And this somehow this allows me, and that's what the Yerushalmi means. Mikan samchu leprizbal shu min haTorah uprizbal dvar Torah hu. Right? He knows this Yerushalmi, and the answer is kishehiskin samchuhu de ikar prizbal min haTorah after tekanas hilalhu v'zeh pashut. Right? The ikar mechanism is a daraisa mechanism. Moser Shoros Lebesdin is a daraisa mechanism. But Hillel used the mechanism and he changed it in a little way and he expanded it in a little way in order to use it for our purposes. Then he goes into, you know, why does Bezdin have more power than any other person? What about Moser for, the Isser is for me to collect my loans. What if I have to give it to my friend? Moser Shoros Lechavero. Why is Bezdin any better? Right? There's Isser for the Malvit to collect. There's no Isser for someone else, so just like no, someone else is not mentioned, so what is Beis Din? Unless he says that this is part of Beis Din's general responsibility to act on behalf of those that are less fortunate and those that are oppressed. Sometimes Beis Din acts based on for Yesomim, for that's called Ta'aninan. Maybe Beis Din acts for someone whose husband went to Medinas Hayam. Beis Din will, you know, step in. So maybe here too, Bezin's acting because the potential of the Malveh that's going to lose all the money, so maybe it's part of that larger larger category. But he thinks that even Medayik in the words, he quotes a Maritz Chayas, that whenever the Torah, the Chazal say Tikein, that means a new Takana. Hiskinu is building on an earlier takana that didn't do the full job, and therefore you gotta bolster it a little bit. So in our Mishnah it says hiskin Hillel azakein. So he assumes that maybe there was already earlier, right? Da'af bati dinim v'chachmei. I'm reading from the Minchas Asher again, Simon Chaf Aleph. Da'af bati dinim v'chachmei Yisrael shelefnei Hillel azakein. Even before Hillel, they saw that people were stopped lending money. So even earlier, people were actually Moser Shtaroseim Lebesdin. ukinir'eh, shadai nimnu, but still, I guess, it didn't work so well. As we said yesterday, maybe people didn't want to give their shtaris out, they were a little possessive about it, they didn't want it to get lost, people forgot. Ulefizeh, havi hadamosa shrosa lebezdin, me'ein takana keduma, ukein otzer bezdin earlier. And then later on, Hillel, you know, bolstered it and made it easier in a certain way, and that's the lashon of hiskinu. That's the lashon of hiskinu. Okay, and there's others. He gets into details of Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, but let's continue now. So there's something in Prisbal that smacks of a daraisa, but Hillel definitely expanded. Says the Gemara now. Amar Rav Chuna, Kashyasa Kumi Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. I asked a kasha in front of Rav Yaakov Baracha. This same kind of parallel question is asked in Maseches Gittin in the Bavli in Perak Hashalach, the fourth Perak. Kemand Amar Maisus Midvar Torah. V'Hillel Maskin Al Dvar Torah. If you say Kedushas Haaretz is Daraisa, then how did Hillel do it? Right? Hillel made a takana of Shemitas Ksafim, of the loans being able to be collected, but if Shemitah is Daraisa, then how did he do that? Right? This is the question of the Gemara also in Lamed Vav and Aleph in the Gittin. Umiga midid mi Daraisa Mishamta Shvias Vihiskin Hillel Delo Mishamta. How did Hillel do that? If you're going to tell me Midaraisa, then the loans disappear and midrabanan, they're still collectible, and Bezdin allows the person. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, first Rabbi Yossi gets into, what about the, so it sounds like, oh, the Manda Amar, the Rabbanan is all good. The Manda Amar, that Kedusha Sa'aretz is Daraisa, where we had this machlokas earlier, a couple of weeks ago, whether Kedusha Sa'aretz, whether the, when the Ole Bavel came back, whether the Kedusha returns, Ole Mitzrayim, they were Makdish, but Ole Bavel, right, were in Makdish every area. So, right, Kedusha Rishona, Kishol Asalavo, Lo Kishol Asalavo. So Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean? From this question that Rav Chuna asked Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, it sounds like the Kasha is only on the Mandamar Daraisa, but the Mandamar Darabanan is all good. Amar Rabbi Yossi, V'chimishasha Galul Yisrael Bavel, Lo Nifteru, Min HaMitzvos HaTulias Baretz. Right, add in the word Ella. Ella, min ha-mitzvos ha-baretz. Even when they went into Galus, when they went to Bavel, what was lost? The mitzvos ha-tulias ba'aretz. The kedushas ha-aretz, lagabi mitzvos ha-tulias ba'aretz, that's what was lost. V'hashmei ksafim, is shmitas ksafim exactly that? No. No, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, dvar Torah. Question mark. So Rabbi Yossi says, wait a minute. You think, what was the original question of the Gemara? If shmitas ksafim is daraisa, then how he'll get rid of it? So the Gemara says, what? If shmitas ksafim is darabanan, it's not a problem? What do you mean? Shvitas Ksafim is not directly connected to Eretz Yisrael, is it? Right? It's not having to do with the land. It's not a mitzvah Tzuliyah Baretz. It's Bein Baretz, Bein Bechutz Laretz. So even if you say the Kedusha Saaretz, Legabe, the mitzvos is Drabanan, maybe Shvitas Ksafim is Daraisa, according to everybody. So why do you give the impression that Shvitas Ksafim is only good if you say there's a Bandarma that says Drabanan today? So Chazer Rabbi Yossi V'yamer, Rabbi Yossi was Chazer Mo said, no, there's a Limud. There's a Limud, Vezed Dvar Ashmita Shamot. The Pasuk by Shmita uses the word Shmita and Shamot, right? The Pasuk in Advarim. V'zeder Shmita Shamot Kobal Mashiyado. So we darshin, there's a comparison between two Shmitas, two things that we have to let go of. B'shosh HaShmita no Heges Dvar Torah. When Shmita is Da'araisa for all other halachas, Hashmik Safim Noi Bein Ba'aris Bein Bechutz La'aris Dvar Torah. So then Shmita Safim is Da'araisa. You're right, Shmita Safim is not technically a mitzvah Tuya Ba'aretz, but it's connected. It's connected based on the Hekesh, right? Shmita Shamot. Just whenever the Shmita Daraisa, for regarding the land, so the Shmita Ksafim also Daraisa everywhere. Ubishasha Shmita Nohegis me Divrayem, and when Shmita is Darabanan, then Hashmik Ksafim Noheg, Bein Baris Bein Mikhuz Laretz, me Divrayem. So, according to the Manda Amr, that Shmita is Darabanan Bismanazeh, so Shmita Ksafim is also Darabanan Bismanazeh. Because there's a drasha between them, and that's why there's no question on Hillel from that Manda Amr. Because if it's all Darabanan, then Hillel could get rid of it. If the whole institution of Shmita Ksafim today is Drabanan, so Shmuel could say, Hillel could say, he could get rid of it. But we're back to the Manda Amar Daraisa. If Shmita Ksafim is Daraisa, me Daraisa, the loan is forgiven. I don't collect. The Rabbanan could come along and say, you can collect. Right, I'm Moshe Mechaber Levaraya, so to speak. There's a Cheskas Mamon. Would they do that? So the Gemara answers, Taman Amrin, in Bavel they say, Afilu Kamanda Amr Maisras Dvar Torah, Moda Bishmita Shimi Devrehen, Achilik. Even if you say Chumas and Maisras is Daraisa today, Shmita is going to be Darabanan. Why? Because Shmita, this is a beautiful lumdish question to talk about. Shemitah is in two worlds, at least. Shemitah is in the world of mitzvahs atuliyas baretz. Trumas and Maisris and Chala and Bikurim and the mitzvah of Levera and Shemitah. But Shemitah also has a pair, and that's Yovel. Shemitah and Yovel are a pair with each other, right? Separate from the other ones. Shemitah shares some halachas with, you know, the other mitzvahs of Baretz. You have to leave it for the Ani. But it also is like Yovel. There's an Isser Avodas HaKarka. Right, there's something unique about Shemitah and Yovel. It goes by counting. So, even according to Mandama that Trumas and Maisos are Daraisa, Shemitah is going to be Darabanan because Shemitah is connected to Yovel. The Tani, the Braisa says, Zezmar Shemitah Shemot. Right, we just said Shemitah Shemot, we compared up above one Jerusha. We compare Shemitah's Ksafim with the other parts of Shemitah. But now this one, Rebbe Omer, and this Rebbe is quoted in the Bavli too, Shnei Shemitah Malalu. What are the two Shemitahs referred to? Shemitah v'Yovel. Shemitah here means Shemitah's Ksafim. Yovel means that the lands return. Shemitah v'Yovel. So Bisha'a Shehayovel Noheg, Shemitah Noheg is for Torah. When Yovel is Noheg, when we have Yovel, then Shemitah is Daraisa. Pascha Yovlos, if Yovel no longer exists, then Shemitah Noheges mi Devrehem, then Shemitah is only Drabanan as well. So, even according to the Manda Amar of Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha La'asilavo, and therefore maybe Chumas and Maestris are Daraisa, Shemitah is still going to be Drabanan because Shemitah is connected to Yovel. As long as you don't have Yovel, we don't have Yovel anymore, so therefore Shemitah is going to be Drabanan. Good. So Lomaskana here, we'll get to why we don't have Yovel anymore in a minute, but Lomaskana here, it seems like everybody agrees there's at least Shemitah Ksafim Durabanan today. Right? At least, what's the Maskana? B'shosha, Yovel ain't a noe, so we have Shemitah Midivrehem. So Shemitah Ksafim Durabanan. So this is, we already mentioned one or two sources related to this a couple of days ago, and that is, so many Rishonim already were bothered. Why aren't people Makban on Shemitah Ksafim? It's Durabanan. Fine, it's not Daraisa, it's at least Durabanan. So how is it that people aren't noheg Shemitas Ksafim Bizman Hazeh? The Rush already. We mentioned the Rush already a couple of days ago. One shuv of the Rush, where the Rush said, I don't know, I don't understand. It must be that it's Ki'ilu, because nobody does it anymore. It's Ki'ilu, people are making a T'nai, Amanash Lo Tishamtenu Shvius. That's what it must be. But the Rush was very upset about it. And there's another tshuva. The tour in Choshen Mishpat, right, in Samach Zayin, the tour in Ar Simin here, the tour quotes another tshuva of the Rush. Quotes another tshuva of his father, as we know the Rush. Tshuva. Sha'alta shenogin ba'aret hazoz ligvos shtaros sha'avar lein shvius. In this land, right, the minhag is to collect Shemitah loans. Havi yodeya shetamahati al zeh miyom bo'i la'aret hazoz. Says the Rush, Pasha is talking about Spain, I've wondered about this since I came here. V'tzavachti kekruchya, and I screamed about it. But lest the mashach be, and nobody listens. Nobody listens to the Rush. V'yamru, ki kvar nagu kein be'eretz hazoz, v'yef shaloshanos ha-minag. This is the minag. I know you're the Rush, but tough luck. V'yamarti minag kazeh shu'lavar al divrei Torah, u'lohotzi mamun shalok kedin ein leilich acharav. And I said, it's a minag against ba'alacha. The malv is being motzi mamun shalok kedin. V'yamru li, they said, ki harbe yipui lashon regila lichto b'shtaris. There are many extra languages written in the Shtaras, Shehein Morin al Zeh Shlote Shvias Meshamtaso. So they say, you know, we write in our Shtaras that Shvias shouldn't be Meshamet. V'digdakti, v'lo matzasi shum t'nai v'yipi loshen shiir al derach zu. I looked at the Shtaras in this land. There's no extra language there. There's no language that says Shvias is not Meshamet. So the Rush is bothered. Umashakasavta shekasu b'shtaras sheyuchal amal v'ligbos b'chol tzad sheyuchal bein b'drachim ha-datiyim bein b'drachim sheinam datiyim. Imu masne ligvos bedrachem shein adatiyim hariku masa mashakas b'torah. What illegal means? You're allowed to take illegal means. You can't do that, says the Rush. Va'ani miyom boi lakan eini don shalot tesham et shvius. V'gam eini soser min hagam el ani manicham ladun kim min hagam. I gave up. I stopped talking about it. I'm not defending them, but I'm not, saying what they should do. So it's very unclear why exactly people don't do it. If you look in the other Rishonim, look in the Me'iri has a separate sefer Magen Avos. We mentioned this before, where the Me'iri defends the Minhagi Ashkenaz. So he picks how many inyanim is it? I'm going to mention how many altogether. I don't know how many minhagim, 20 or so minhagim. So in the 15th inyan, he calls them the inyanim, inyan chamisha asar, inyan. So he says the issue, and then he goes into it. He says the issue: sheheim nostim noagim din shvius bezban hazeh, acha maskikin lichto b'shtar al manashal d'shmen nefius, va'anu ein noagim din shvius bezban hazeh klal. And we don't do it nowadays at all. So he goes through the whole discussion and he quotes bases. He quotes bases and sources throughout Shas and Rishonim. Remember, the Miri was a late Rishon. So he quotes many different sources in the Rishonim about not doing Gibbis Banazeh. But Lamaisa, the poskim say that Lechadchila, it should be done. Lechadchila, it should be done with a prizbal at the end of Shemitah. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, Samach Zayin Aleph. This is Choshe Mishpat. Samach Zayin Aleph. Ein shmitas k'safim nohages ben haTorah ela bezman shayovel noheg. We just learned that. Umidevrei sofrim shetei shmitas k'safim nohages bezman hazeh bechol makom. Right, bechol makom, everywhere, even in chutz laaretz. Shmitas k'safim. Ramah. Kein hu haskamas haposkim. This is haskamas haposkim. Aval yesh omrim dein shmitas nohages bezman hazeh v'nira sha'aleim somchu b'medinos elu shein nohagin did shmitas klal bezman hazeh v'yaminag ha'yu nohagin adayin bezman harosh. So the Rama quotes this. And we don't have to be so medactic, but the point is, you should do it. And then the Rama quotes which year is the Shemitah year, but that is the Rama and the Shulchan Aruch seem to quote that, again, there's many limudei schus. Limudei schus, the Pischei Tshuva quotes, Roba poskim eskimu, shava pishim in a Torah in a noheges b'zman hazeh, takanes chachamim, shabit es ksofim u noheges zecher l'shvius. And therefore, it should be done in the Aruch HaShulchan also. The Aruch HaShulchan, who always defends the minhagim of Klal Yisrael, always defends the minhag. Here he quotes and he says, V'chol elu ta'amim chalushim heim. Right, all of these are weak reasons. V'hayari yisavar Hashem, yinog b'shvitas ksofim, gam b'zman hazeh, write a prusbol. And he continues, but it seems to be the lachadchila should definitely be to be makpid for it. Good, but either way, now we just learned that bizman hazeh is only drabana because of its connection to yovel. So the Gemara says, okay, so why don't we have yovel nowadays? Emasai Pascua Yovelos, when did the Yovelos start? When did Yovel start? Yoshveha. The Pasuk says that the Yovel applies Drar, Vakrasim Drar Ba'aretz Lachal Yoshveha. Right? The Pasuk on the Liberty Bell. Right? He shall claim freedom across the land. Bechal Yoshveha. So we darsh in the word Yoshveha. Bizman she Yoshveha Aleha. Velo bizman she Galo Mitocha. At a time when Bnei Yisrael are there, Yoshveha Aleha, but not the time when they went into Galus. When we went into Galus, Yovel stopped. Says the Gemara, Hayu Aleha v'hayu murbavim sheva Yehuda b'binyamin b'binyamin b'yehuda yachol yu Yovel snohagin. You might think, okay, all we need is Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so maybe nowadays, you know, it's pretty clear, and the majority, you know, Jews are in Eretz Yisrael. So is Yovel going to be practiced? The answer is no, because you not only need the Bnei Yisrael in the land, you need each shevet in their respective portion, which we're not going to have until we get a Navi. Tamalomar Yoshveha l'kol Yoshveha Nimsei Zomer Kivan Shegalu Shevet Gad Shevet Reuven v'Gad v'Chatzi Shevet Yehuda Batlu al Yovels. You need them in the right spot. And even once Reuven, Gad, and Menashe were exiled, Batla Yovelos. Why dafka do we focus on those two and a half? So the Pnei Moshe seems to say because they were the first ones, right? They were already exiled early during Bayis Rishon by Pul, right? The king of Ashur and the king of Mitzrayim, I think Tiglath Pileser. So it was very early. The Ras Yirmiyahu seems to say that. The chiddush is even these who were in Aver Hayarden, and Aver Hayarden might not have full kedushas aretz. Even that is needed for Yovel. Even those are needed for Yovel. That's the Ras Yirmiyahu here. Avo misha yechelkan chutz liyarden. Haynim mishum debiru kein. Avo minadin chelkam tocha aretz haya. So one shot is that well they were roy to be in Eretz Yisrael, or kivan the Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom nitzan alahem al pi adibur kivan the overim lefeim chalutzayim vechulu kivan the overim loshivan alah yoshveh hamikru. They're called Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. 2 days in the Ras Yirmiyahu about the status of Aver Hayarden. But either way, once they left, So therefore, there is no more Yovo. We paskin that you have to have at least some of every shefet. Beheri bana beis hamikdash. What happens if a Jew goes to Chutz Laaretz for vacation? All of a sudden, no more Yovel today. So and so went out, right? You don't have kol yoshveh aleha. Everybody in their own shefet. What if somebody goes to visit their daughter who married another shefet? So now they're in the wrong shefet, right? You need some in every shefet. Some rishonim say rov, but there's a line I think in the Piskei Tosfos in Erechin. There's a line that says that if you have a you need some from every shefet. Some from every Sheva. There's a major machlokas Rishonim. It's a historical machlokas. This is one of those that it's either right or wrong. Machlokas Rishonim, whether they kept Yovel in the in-between years. In the in-between years, the question is, did Ezra bring back some of Reuben, Gad, and Menashe? Right, that's a machlokas. Rambam, Ravid, Gaonim, and I think this is the only, this is, you have a Rambam Shemitah. But it's a machlokas about whether they kept Yovel during those in-between years. Because the question is, did they come back during that time? There's a big discussion in the Rishonim about that. Let me just see again columns and columns of lines. Let me just see if I could find that for a second. It's in Perek Tes and Perek Yud. That's where the they discuss it. So Perek Tes is all about Shemitah Kesafim. Perek Yud talks about Yovel. And the Rambam discusses, right? Nimse Islami, this is an interesting Rambam. So he quotes the detail. Below Yovel. So the Rambam says, you know, I think the you should have Yovel, but the Gaonim quotes that there was no Yovel counted during those years. El Shmitas Bilvad below Yovel. You only have after the Churban 7, 7, 7, right? And that's the Rambam again says yes shmita, and then he says the Gaonim say no shmita, and then the Ravid says Amar Gaonim Asher Emon in Benas Churban El Sheva. Well, I came Kodim the Churban the Chulu, and I think the Ravid continues here, and he says that he's kind of agrees to the Rambam. So I think this Rav Soloveitchik once said that this is the only time that he knows that the Rambam doesn't pass like the Rambam, and the Ravid passes like the Rambam, right? That the Rambam quotes the sheet of the Gaonim, which he leans towards, and the Ravid seems to say that the Rambam that there is sheet of Yovel. Okay, but I'm not going to have time to read it now, but that's the machlokes. Vayter v'zeh gufo shel prizbo. Even if they're in Rome, or it's in Rome, major machlokas mefarshim, what does this mean? What's in Rome? What's in Rome? So some say it means even if the dayanim are in Rome. Right? The Mordechai says, for a prizbal, you don't need to have the dayanim in front of you. You could just say, I'm moser, my chovos to so-and-so and so-and-so great rabbis on the other side of the world. And they don't even have to know about it. Maybe it's just talking about the judges. Right? Others say he's talking about the shtaros. The shtaros are in Rome. Even if my shtar chov is not with me, still it works. So two different deos about what this means. And the Mefarshim quote both of those opinions, depending on what is in Rome. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this also. Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simin Chaf and Chaf Aleph that it doesn't have to be, they don't have to be there. In general, three people judge a case, and before they have the psak din, one of the dayanim die. So who signs the psak din? Two. Va'omrim, and you're right in the shtar. Even though we're only two people here, the din was done by three. Din was done by three to make sure people don't think that there was a shnayim shedanu case. Amar Rav Chagai, Masnis and Amar Kein. Rav Chagai says our Mishnah supports this din in Choshe Mishpat. Why? Va'dayanim Chosbe Milamata O Eidim. Who signs at the bottom of the Shprizbal? Dayanim or Eidim? So the Marafolda says, and we compare Dayanim to Eidim. And just like Eidim are two, so too the Dayanim can be two. How can only two Dayanim sign? Because, just like in Choshe Mishpat, we compare back and forth. Just like in Choshe Mishpat, you need three Dayanim, but you could have two that sign. So too, in Prizbal, you could have three Dayanim, and even if only two of them sign, like Eidim. And we go back and forth and learn it, that the Mefarshim say, by Shmit, by Prizbal, you don't have to say this extra statement. And we did it by three, because the three names are already listed earlier in the document. So even if it's only two sign, it'll be clear that one of them died, because three of them started the process, and just one of them is not here now. Period. Ulamidas ulamedan midas hadin mi prizbal. One second. Do you compare? We just compared Choshen Mishpat in general about a din Torah with a bezdin. Do you compare that from Prizbal? Ashkaftani, who Prizbal? Yes, yes. From the following, right? Ein lo karka, because the following halacha is a Choshen Mishpat halacha, and we use it for Prizbal too. So you see, you go back and forth in terms of limudim. Ein lo karka lechayav and yesh lo karka. We know that we're going to learn that you only write a Prizbal if a lova has karka. If the borrower has karka, then you can write a prizbal. And if you say it's ke'ilu, it's collected. What if the lova does not have any karka, but he's owed karka? Right? Shimon borrowed from Levi. Shimon has no karka, but Reuven owes Shimon. So is that good enough? So, ain lo karka, lo chayav, yesh lo karka, kosin lo prizbal. That's enough. That's enough. How do you know it's enough for prizbal? Because of Choshen Mishpat. Hey chavida, Reuven chayav le Shimon, v'Levi chayav le Reuven. Reuven ain lo karka, v'Levi yesh lo karka, kosin le Shimon al nechasav shel Levi. Right, you could still write it, based on, right, this is called, right, A owes B, B owes C, right, Shibud Rabbi Nassan, as it's called, elsewhere, then A kind of owes C. So that's a Choshen Mishpat halacha, and we could use it for Prizbal, and we go from Prizbal to Choshen Mishpat, so we could go back and forth, so you see, at least regarding certain halachas, there is overlap between the two. Okay, Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, let's just do one more line. Prizbal hamukdam, kasher v'hamu'uchar pasal. Muktam, if I predate a Prizbal, that's okay. You know why? Because I'm just hurting myself. I'm hurting myself because Prizbal only works for loans that already exist. But if those, so if I predate it, I have less loans that my Prizbal covers. So it's kosher. Mu'uchar is possible. If I post-date it, because now I'm including loans that shouldn't be included. I wrote a Prizbal today, I dated 6 months from now, so all the loans in the next 6 months shouldn't be subject to my Prizbal, and yet it's going to be because I'm going to post-date it. That's why it's possible. Even though the opposite is true by regular shtaris. Shtarei chov ha-mukdamin psulin. If I lend you money, stam, and I predate it, so then I'm not allowed to do that. Because now all the things that I sold in the past 6 months, which shouldn't be meshubid to this loan, are going to be meshubid. And therefore you can't predate a shtar. Vahamuchar ksherin, but post-dating would be okay. Right, and therefore mu'uchar and muktam are opposite of each other, regarding, even though we just said that sometimes we compare certain cases, but here by prizbal and but Muktam Mu'uchar is going to be opposite, based on this faris. Echad lava mechamisha kosvin prizbal lekol echad ve'echad. If one person, borrows money from five different malvis, every malva needs their own prizbal. Chamisha lava mino echad. But if five people borrow from one person, one malva in a kosvin prizbal echad lekulan. The malva goes, only needs one prizbal. One prizbal for his loans, even though the lova, many lovas, if they borrow from five different people, so one lova, so then they would need prizbal for each one. Okay, there's more, but we'll stop here.